I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend James joins us from the North Shore. James, good afternoon.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on, Scoot.
Sure.
First, I'd like to thank the legislators up in Baton Rouge for continuing the tax and not letting it expire. I've been calling y'all for the past couple of years talking about that. I believe that was so important to continue that tax. We're a poor state. We need that money. Especially now with FEMA trying to step out on us with Trump, we're going to need those extra dollars. We need that rainy day fund. So I'm so thankful they could see past all the rhetoric and keep this tax in line. I hope this actually steps over to Medicaid. I hope the senators are listening right now and congressmen, please hear me when I say, I understand y'all was talking about fraud and abuse and waste. I get all that, but this is, look, when you start making it where people who got to go get a job to get Medicaid, but then you're going to bill them on top of that. Then you're not going to have any money for rent and other things. Please think about that before you pass this. It's our tax money. Riches are doing everything they can to get out paying taxes, but we're sitting here paying taxes, and we like health care with our taxes. Now on to the protest. I've been basically out there since Duke protesting. I said back then it wasn't protesting, it was pushing back. We were pushing back in the bars. We were pushing back on the streets. I remember one time David Duke being at Dino's Rock Box in Fat City, and we kind of let him know that we didn't appreciate him out there, really kind of picking up on the women, being kind of a sleazebag and all that. So he got the point. He got the and left. So, you know, for a long time, and it's never been violence. In all the years I've been to the Occupy protest, yeah. I think the George Floyd protest. Now, I wasn't up there on the bridge that night. I wasn't out there. Whatever happened that night, it was a different night. I wasn't out there. But out of all the protests I've ever been to, there's never been no violence. We don't come out there with violence. And I would like to suggest to people going to the protest tomorrow, look, they always ask, like, where y'all getting out of this? What's happening? Y'all just going and sitting around. What are you doing? What we can get out of this is we can look for the people at the protest to speak up who could be our next leaders. We need a congressman. Someone needs to step up and run against Steve Scalise. Man, this is insane what he's doing. He's voting against us. Why don't we, you know, let's see who's out there, who we hear from, and let's make it a point to try and get people to run. Let's get people to say, look, we will back you. This show will back you. We will back you. Well, I donate money to, there's a lot of good Democrat and moderate, not just Democrat, moderate, Republican, people who are running against this administration who's already getting their plans out there for 2026. So we can start donating to them and getting that going and stuff. So that's mainly, and like, I want to say one more thing about the violence.
Okay.
So when you think about when they say, well, it's all this leftist violence and all that, it makes me think of the King Sofa, the grocery store up in New York, the Walmart in El Paso, and the church in South Carolina. Well, it wasn't a whole protest of people. It was one single guy with a gun going out and killing mass people under the name of far-rightness.
Yep.
And I want people to be careful tomorrow. I ask Monica, because I'm going to the one in Covington. She's going to the one over in New Orleans. I said, man, please, look, keep your eyes around you, because you never know who might just want to come out and make a point like they made in New Mary. So everyone kind of still aware of your surroundings. Be safe. We love you all. Thanks for having me on, Scoot. Love
all
you.
Right, James.
Much love. Take
all
care.
All right. And what James is really saying is that, you know, if you have a voice, if you have an opinion, don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to speak out.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.